Back now with Day to Day and our special report, Hospice Chronicles. We're following newly trained hospice volunteers on their first assignment. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. We've been hearing the story of Betty Elsass. She lives in Buchanan, Michigan. She's the widow of a minister. She's worked with the elderly in nursing and assisted living homes. This year, Betty completed 7 weeks of training to become a hospice caregiver. She's been visiting with her very first patient, Mamie Matthews.
Good afternoon, Mamie.
This is Betty, and I'm here to see Mamie again. And I've seen her probably about 5-6 times now. And you could see a slight deterioration each week when you go there. She's still very difficult to communicate with, but now she seems more tired and listless. A lot of times when she's talking, she'll have her eyes closed now. And she kind of gives you the hint that it's time to go, maybe a little earlier than she did before. You could still see the spirit trying to come out, but you can really see her going downhill.
How are you today, Mamie?
I'm too tired.
You're very tired?
Yes.
I haven't seen her up in the last 3 weeks. She's been in bed.
You sleepy today?
Maybe I could get a snooze in.
You wanted to get a snooze in.
Little by little things, the sparkle in her eyes aren't there. Her little laugh, that she'll laugh at something, like normally she'd say if she wanted a snooze, she'd say it with a little laugh. And now she's very tired.
It's a dark day today, isn't it?
I really hate to wake her up if she really needs the sleep. Having worked in an environment where we dealt with people in final stages, being on staff, you were brought more into, you know, what's happening with them. And so when you would go into their room or something, you'd be aware that they're deteriorating. Here we don't get that kind of information, and I know because of confidentiality it can't happen. So a lot of times we go in there cold and we don't know, you know, just what's happening in their life. And we walk into it sometimes. So it kind of puts you a little bit more on edge and going in there and realizing, don't come in with an agenda.
It's difficult to see them go downhill like that because, you know, before you were able to get some response out of them, and each week is less and less with her.
Last Wednesday, I was getting prepared to have my visit with Mamie, and I was just getting dressed, and I got a call from our volunteer coordinator telling me that Mamie had passed away that morning. It hit me that I had wished I could see her before she passed away, but then, you know, she went her way, and I think at 97 years old, I think, you know, she was hoping this would happen, that she'd be able to go and be with her beloved husband. She dearly loved him, and she kept on looking up at the shelf where his picture was. I read the death notice, and I was thinking about her life and all the people that she touched. And I said a prayer that God would receive her and, you know, to look over her life and the beauty that she brought to it and honor her for that.
That was Betty Elsass talking about Mamie Matthews, who died this year in Galeen, Michigan. Their story is part of the radio documentary Hospice Chronicles. It follows volunteers like Betty from their training as hospice caregivers to their first assignment with a patient who has just a few months to live.
Tomorrow on the program, we'll meet Joe Hussey. He says he wanted to volunteer, not just because he could provide physical and emotional support to the dying, but spiritual care as well.
I'm a Buddhist, and my spiritual background encourages me to investigate death and consider my own death, consider the preciousness of human life.
More Hospice Chronicles tomorrow on Day to Day.
Hospice Chronicles was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions. You can hear the entire hour-long documentary. There's a link at our website, npr.org.